I'm glad to assure you that the choir haven't walked out noting who the preacher was. Or perhaps they did, but the choir will be back singing again this evening, so they're being given a curtailed matins as they're working very hard today. May I speak now in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our New Testament lesson this morning presents us with two vital and decisive aspects of being a Christian: the kingdom and discipleship. And as it presents the kingdom and discipleship, it alerts us to just how intimately related they are. The life of the kingdom is the way of discipleship, and discipleship schools us in the way of the kingdom. In three parables, which each begins, "The kingdom of heaven is like," "The kingdom of heaven is like," "The kingdom of heaven is like," in those three pithy parables, Jesus presents images that convey the precious nature of the kingdom. On finding one pearl of great value, the merchant went and sold all that he had and bought it. He gives us too the surprise, the excitement, and the joy of the kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field which someone found and hid. And he gives us the expansive richness of the kingdom, which is like a net thrown into the sea, which catches every kind of fish. After telling the three parables about the kingdom, Jesus then asks his disciples, "Have you understood all of this?" They answered, "Yes." As we know elsewhere in the Gospels, there is scant evidence that the disciples did actually understand all of this. And very often, as we know, Jesus points it out in no uncertain terms. But in this instance, he lets that go unchallenged. What he does, though, is to tell the disciples that what he is doing in the Gospels, in his life, in his teaching, in his forgiving and his healing, is initiating them into the ways of the kingdom. And that is what discipleship is. Jesus forms and schools and shapes his disciples. And let's not forget that by extension, that is me and that is you too. Forming, schooling, and shaping us in the ways of the kingdom. That's what gives us the dignity of being called his disciples. And being a disciple worthy of that name is not to have completed a course. It's not to have a particular set of views. It's not even simply about being baptized. Being a disciple is being someone who lives in joyful expectation of the coming of the kingdom, who lives in faith that the kingdom is in our midst now, and lives in hope that the kingdom will come. Such a person is the scribe who is schooled in the ways of the kingdom, who is like the master of the household, who brings out of his treasure what is old and what is new. That schooling and formation can only happen to us as persons in relationship. St. Benedict recognizes this, speaking in his rule of the monastery as a school of the Lord's service. That raises the question for every Christian community and indeed family, this one included, as to how it is open to be schooled in the ways of the kingdom, with Christ as the pupil master, the teacher. And part of what has to be at the heart of all that Christian community life is our practices, our habits and virtues as individuals and as the body of Christ here and now. On the exterior of this building are the sculptures of the cardinal and theological virtues carved into stone. I'm not going to list them now, because you can walk round the place and see them at flanking the exterior of the nave. The point is, though, that as disciples initiated into the ways of the kingdom, we don't wear the virtues as an exterior bit of bling or costume jewellery, but virtues that go inside, that become interiorized habits that shape and form us. The way of the disciple of Christ is to be brought to birth and formed in the oneness of God, standing with Christ in perfect relationship with the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit prompts us as disciples to pray, "Thy kingdom come on earth as in heaven." That Holy Spirit shapes and forms us as surely as in the beginning that Spirit breathed into the nostrils of the man formed from clay. That Holy Spirit draws us together as the church, the body of Christ, to look out for, to herald, and to proclaim the kingdom being manifest in the world. The scribe who is schooled in Christ's wisdom will see and name that kingdom happening. That is the prophetic role of each Christian. That is the prophetic role of this place. And it's from this treasure trove of the kingdom that we receive our riches, and riches that are offered as a gift to the world. May we then be schooled as disciples of Christ and live and proclaim his kingdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. So, surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us make our prayer in the power of the Spirit, looking to Jesus, the pioneer of our faith. Lord, we pray that with all who are anointed by your Holy Spirit, we may bring the good news of the kingdom to the poor in spirit, freedom to the oppressed, and on this prison Sunday for captives. We pray that we may proclaim the kingdom in binding up the brokenhearted and in comforting all who mourn. We pray that we may live the kingdom by being those who see God. And so, in communion with one another, as disciples together on the way, and with all those who go before us, let us commend the world to the mercy and protection of God this day. O God, who set before us the great hope that your kingdom shall come on earth and taught us to pray for its coming, give us grace to discern the signs of its dawning and to work for the perfect day when the whole creation shall reflect your glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
As brothers and sisters together on the way, let us pray the words of the grace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen.
Hymn 494.
God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Thank you. they still use the green Bible at night? It's one of those mornings this morning.